AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
That's the truth.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
That's the truth.
I don't crack easy under pressure.
That's the truth.
That's a clown question, bro.
That's not cool.
Well, you got a TV, buddy? Are you asking a question there, Ben? Welcome to college basketball, buddy.
Youth baseball, barbecues, and golf.
Guys like us, we are a dime a dozen.
That's the truth.
Effort. Warriors big.
Who'd want a pony when you can have the full universe?
Bong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Remember, we still have one pair of tickets to give away for Sunday's Dodgers-Padres series finale. They will still see the Padres again later this month, but the Sunday game brought to you by WSS, a proud partner of the LA Dodgers. So between now and the end of the show at 6, we will give away our second final pair. If you want to visit the nearest WSS, find it by visiting shop.wss.com.
It's been a wonderful day and great sports talk. We still got the
great sports talk
football whip around headed your way. And we do have Wednesday, September 15th, live from Morongo Casino Resort and Spa on tap. We're going to be on from 3 to 6, followed by Tim Kites and Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck from 6 to 7. And there will be a billion stars all around, even though probably not with the not daylight savings yet. But if you're one of the first 50 to sign up and attend, are they all signed up, Cades?
Buy more?
Pair of tickets to an upcoming Dodger game.
Look, sign up. Sign up, because if you show, maybe some of them people can't get out there. You got to sign up and you got to show up to get
the tickets. You telling me we don't have 5 listeners in Beaumont?
Come on. Palomesa?
Redlands? Jackrabbit Trail?
Nope.
Come on, Matt.
Come on. Rancho Coop?
Now you're getting a little out of the way.
A little bit. Just saying, if we got 5 left, we might have to expand that circle.
Well, I would just try to stay, you know, on the 10.
Okay.
The Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes down the 10 from wherever you are, though. And that's the truth. Maybe you do want to come from the Kook.
That's the truth.
Details at AM570LASports.com. It's time for the final hour fun fact.
Fun fact, it's the hour 3.
Fun facts. Fun facts.
Did you know Greek mathematician, hero of Alexandria, is credited with having invented the first ever vending machine?
Oh, that's really?
Right. A man who lived from 10 until 70. From 10 A.D. to 70 A.D.
Oh, you get your feta cheese popping out.
How about this?
You get your stavro, your kumbaloy.
It was actually, there weren't any choices. Well, there was one choice from this vending machine. And considering the time, again, 10 A.D. to 70 A.D., easy to understand.
From a Roman?
Close. You drop the coin via slot at the top of the machine.
Drop the coin right into the slot.
And then a set amount of holy water was dispensed.
Nice!
When the coin was deposited, it fell upon a pan that was attached to a lever. The lever opened up a valve that let some water flow out, and it would continue to tilt with the weight of the coin until the coin fell off into a bin.
It sounds like one of the traps that Fred sets up in Scooby-Doo.
Exactly right. Counterweight would snap it back up and turn off the valve. Yeah, church always figuring out a way to, you know, take care of the people. Like, hey, if you can't get to church for holy water, boy, we want to make sure we can get it to you. Nah, it's going to cost you a coin, but at least you're getting your holy water.
Well, that sounds like the Catholic Church's commercial endeavor in the movie by Kevin Smith, Dogma. Keep punching.
Keep punching.
It's time for the quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all.
Oh, yeah. The Dodgers are 88-53 on the season. Three games back, though, in the loss column to the Giants in the Western Division of the National League. It's the same old story. There's 21 games remaining for the Dodgers to try and catch the Giants.
What does that mean? They're three games back with 21 days left. That means the Ned Coletti equation is perilously close to breaking in the Giants' favor. He said as many games back as there are weeks left in the season, and we are now three back in the loss column with 3 weeks to play. Oh, my God.
It's hard. It's hard because it's not changed.
Oh, God.
Except it's only gotten closer to the end. And the inevitable wild card. The Angels would kill to have a wild card. They're 69-71, and they're in Houston as we speak. Shohei Ohtani's on the mound for the Angels. Hi, I'm Shohei Ohtani.
And, well, we got to mention it because Major League Baseball and the Players Association have extended Trevor Bauer's administrative leave. No surprise.
Fred is all over this, by the way. I think we're going to do the first 15 minutes of the challenge on this.
Is that right?
He loves this story. Like, he can't get enough of reporting on this.
Seemed
on
like
Rogan
it was,
and Rodney.
It was a foregone conclusion. Fate accompli. Bauer.
Some say that, but some people like to really ride the roller coaster.
Let's get into the details.
Yeah.
Bauer has been away from the Dodgers since the investigation through the Major League Baseball offices started on July 2nd. He will remain on administrative leave for the rest of September and all of October. They will not decide upon a potential suspension until this offseason.
Yay! Thunder! Thanks. Feel the thunder! Lightning and the thunder! Thunder! The Chargers, that's Brady Quinn's favorite band, Imagine Dragons. The Chargers storm our nation's capital on Sunday as they take on the Washington Football Club. 10 a.m. kickoff on 98.7. Washington is a 1.5-point favorite at home, and that bodes well for the Chargers to make Washington feel the thunder! Thunder!
Perhaps.
Lightning and the thunder, thunder, just like South OC felt it all night.
Right? I saw it above my home. Lightning, electrical storm all over the place. I didn't get the rain, but I got the lightning. What could it possibly mean with the NFL 2021 campaign kicking off last night and there's lightning all over the area where the Chargers facility is? It's got to be some sort of sign. Got to be.
For those of us that believe in divine intervention like you, Matt, yeah. Absolutely.
Certainly.
UCLA is number 16 in the latest polls. They have an improvement week. Next up, Fresno State up September 18th at the Rose Bowl. Cates, do you think the Bruin fans are going to show up now that they have a kind of a boner, a three-day boner over what happened with LSU? Do you think they might show up in full force?
Well, hopefully the boner stays around for another week and a half here. So, and the bye week doesn't help that boner. Unless you got a little blue chew!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Shot a dud, Cates. Shot a dud. Well, I would say you're the blue chew, Cates. That's on you. You are the blue chew to the Bruins boner. If it starts fading, that's on you.
Yeah,
you keep that boner erect.
Speaking of keeping it erect, we'll have a college football whip around in the very next segment. I'll talk about the UCLA-LSU game. SC Stanford, Saturday night at the Collie. The Trojans are holding on to dear life as a 17-point favorite at home. Sophomore at a Corona Centennial, Tanner McKee. Is going to get the start at quarterback for Stanford because Jack Oeste, no bueno, against
Jack
Kansas
Oeste
State.
Jack Oeste going to get some rest day.
Yeah, whoa. He's being sent to the east. You ever think of a different direction, Jack? but we'll see what happens. It usually is a better game than the spread either way. And a programming note, since UCLA has a bye week tomorrow, you can listen to Oregon at Ohio State here on AM 570. How about that?
Kick off at 9. Tip of the cap to the conference of champions.
We'll pick that one next as well. And Matt's been talking all week disparagingly about inviting Jug Dish and the rest of the guys to the fraternity party. And, hey, sit here with the blind guy.
Hey, man.
Like they sit in Animal House.
This party kind of sucks, guys. Wait till you see who's coming. Wait till you see who I put on the list. Wait till you see who's about to walk through that door. You think this party sucks right now? Man, it's going to be effing crazy.
Big 12 extending the membership invitations to BYU, the uber religious guy at the party, UCF partying so hard that you don't even know, Cincinnati, who's a hardcore Southern dude, even though he seems like he's from Ohio. And then
it's just hard.
Dana Holgerson's Houston Cougars and the Fertitta Money coming to the party, joining the conference.
Who needs Texas and Oklahoma? Get out. The sooner the better. We got these four coming in.
Look at that foursome. Uber religious guy, wild infected partier, Ohio guy who's really from the South, and Fertitta and Holgerson. Yeah!
Did you guys like all the tweets from the schools today? Like BYU, like, welcome. Thank you. We're going to the Big 12.
Oh, God.
And then Central Florida had, like, you know, an emoji and a GIF. And it's like, get over yourselves.
Nobody's home. Hey, they somebody's said the party
gonna
be was here.
When I'm going to be doing one of those games.
They told us the party was here, but the door's locked. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's where poor
home.
Boise State is.
Yeah.
This year's Red Box Bowl is canceled because you got the whole thing shifting to the Jimmy Kimmel or the
LA Bowl?
The Barstool or, yeah. Yeah, they're getting away from Levi's because it sucks, Matt.
It's the worst. Pac-12,
yeah, they're going to Vegas and they're going to LA. That's read between the lines with the Red Box.
You know that bowl game is going the way of the Red Box.
And speaking of going the way of the Red Box, or Adrian Gonzalez are just being left out with the trash, Marc Gasol's gone.
He gone with a 2024 second round pick to the Grizzlies and the draft rights to Wang Schling or Jalen. Why? Well, because it's going to save the Lakers about 10 or 15 million bucks because he ain't going to play much with the addition of DeAndre Jordan today.
Sold anyway.
Sold.
All right. Coming up next, we'll have the college football whip around. We'll pick a few of the games in the Pac-12 and around town, and we will move on. Dead and Alive Guy, birthday of the day, City of Hope, Dodger pregame. Tim Cates rolling in at 6 for Dodgers Padres. Let's see if the Doyers can't get back on track.
The Pied Piper of the TV screen. It's gonna make it simple. And he's got it all mapped out. And illustrated with cartoons. Too hard for clever folks to understand. Yeah, they're more used to words like
Petros and Money.
PFS.
With LA Sports. Now.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Remember, the three-game series against the Padres starts tonight. We are off at 6 for Dodgers on deck. First pitch against the Pods at 7:10 p.m. Dodgers looking to rebound after losing two straight to split the series with the St. Louis Cardinals. And with an idle day yesterday, they are now 2.5 games back of the Giants. It is Julio Urias against Joe Musgrove tonight, right here on your home of the Dodgers, AM 570, LA Sports. We got football on Sunday.
Oh, so much NFL football, Matt. Big Chargers matchup against the Red Sheerans.
The Red Hogs. The Red Wolves.
I'm pretty sure they're called the Red Sheerans.
Against the Armada.
I think you should go Red Sheerans.
The Defenders.
If you don't go Red Sheerans, I'm playing under protest.
The Commanders. The Presidents.
The league loves Ed Sheeran. Make it about Ed Sheeran. The Red Sheerans.
That can be your thing, okay?
I'm not calling the game, Matt.
You're on the challenge.
I don't work for the NFL.
You're on the challenge.
You're the one that works
Rams
with the
Bears.
NFL. They have the Ed Sheeran gear that you can buy.
I'm going to buy that for you. 10 a.m. kick, Alt 98.7. Remember, we're at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa Wednesday, September 15th, 3 to 6 p.m. Tim Cates going to do Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck from there from 6 to 7. If you are one of the first 50 to sign up and you show up, you get a pair of tickets to an upcoming Dodger game. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Details at AM570LASports.com. What do we got?
Well, Matt, come on. It's Friday. You see the marks. It's a Frogman Friday.
You see the marks. It couldn't be anything else.
It's time for a Friday Pac-12 whip around. Give me that favorite music. That you UCLA win over LSU last week was a real lightning strike for the Pac-12.
That's the truth.
Wearing their sissy blue jerseys, the Bruins kicked the Tigers' ass. 38-27. Chip Kelly has built a team of junkyard dogs with his own recruits, plus all kinds of JC kids, grad transfers, and walk-ons, like the tight end from St. Francis.
It's a real salad.
It is. It's great. The Bruins have earned a week off, an improvement week, before hosting Fresno. But while we celebrate the UCLA achievement, we also have to acknowledge that the Pac-12 was only 6-6 overall last weekend, including the Pac-12 North, posting an abysmal 1-5 record.
Yeah, but they played juggernauts. College, football, blue bloods.
The picks were bad, and the games were bad. At the bottom of the Pac-12 barrel, and you should have heard Softy, he was catatonic.
I can imagine.
On Wednesday, the Washington Huskies got beat 13-7 by the FCS Montana Grizzlies. I called the first time that Washington, because they used to be like USC, UCLA, and Notre Dame. They'd never played an FCS school. And they played Portland State. And I called that game in the clink a few years ago when they were redoing Washington Husky Stadium. And I said, this isn't good. They're a proud team, and they shouldn't be playing at FCS.
That's not the original.
Right? And then you fast forward. You got Michigan coming up the next week. All the crowds in there. All those Washington players are looking at themselves in the mirror before the game. They forgot to prepare. You get beat like that by an FCS, you weren't ready to play.
They got revenanted.
I mean, you're not ready to play.
They got raped by that grizzly.
Oh, so now he got raped. Now Hugh Glass got raped.
In this context, yes.
Now, without further ado, it's time for week two of the Pac-12 whip around. Let's start with those Huskies, Matt, who were ventilated by the Bears in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to play the Wolverines in the Big House.
Oh, God, no.
The Dogs will be more focused and more hungry this week. This is Jimmy Lake's first full season as a head coach, and I believe he's got to figure out his quarterback situation. And like a lot of teams in the Pac-12, especially the North, they lack explosion on the perimeter. And the sophomore quarterback, Dylan Morris, I don't love him. I never have. I thought Ethan Garber should have been their guy, and he slipped through their fingers. He's at UCLA now as the future.
I don't like him, Mike.
I don't. Dylan Morris threw three picks against Montana. He'll have a very short leash this week.
Well, that solves our mystery.
Well, I think it should be Sam Huard. Or a transfer by the name of Pat O'Brien from Sacramento State, a Hornet.
This is a bad idea.
Well, somebody's got to do something.
Hi, everybody. Pat O'Brien here.
You're supposed to have the best O-line in the country, and you end up throwing the ball 60 times against Montana, and you lose.
You know what that guy would have done?
It's like pinching that grizzly.
He would have.
He would have pinched that grizzly is what he would have done.
I'm going to take Michigan in a better game. 27-23. Go blue. Thwack, thwack, thwack. It's bad for Fox if Michigan loses, Matt. Bad for Fox.
It's like pinching that grizzly.
Somebody pinched off a grizzly. The Oregon Ducks are in Columbus, Ohio. And Mr. Everything, Kevon Thibodeau, has been walking around in a precautionary boot.
Oh, no.
Since rolling his ankle against Fresno. Game kicks off at 9 a.m. on Fox. Whether Kevon plays or not, the bigger issue for Oregon this week will be Anthony Brown's quarterback play. He runs well, but with Brown at the helm, the Ducks, well, are they going to be able to keep up with the Ohio State offense? Where's the offensive explosion from Oregon? From Washington? From Cal? From Wazoo? Just because your season got washed away with COVID in 2020 doesn't mean you got to sleepwalk into 2021. Come on.
Stuck in the aughts. That's where their offense is.
C.J. Stroud and the Bucks will dominate the Ducks in the horseshoe 41-23. Thwack. Thwack. I'm looking forward to seeing the Holy War.
That's the truth.
College football is better.
Make way.
When we make way for BYU.
For BYU.
We're going to be in the Big 12 with Jug Dish and the other guys from the fraternity party.
Worst party ever.
Come on, do me that favor, Ronnie. Don't let it play out just because we're playing BYU. Every year, Utah and BYU play. Quarterback Charlie Brewer is running that Utah offense just like Kyle Whittingham wants. A tough guy
who Utah.
Can stand in and take the hit.
Utah.
Willing and able to run when the production breaks down.
Utah.
He could be the thorn in USC's side if he remains healthy.
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
Well, watch the game on TV. I think this game will expose the fact that BYU no longer has Zach Wilson at quarterback. Or Milne at receiver. Or even one of them Romney kids.
I'm going to see that dude this weekend, that Milne guy.
He's pretty good, Dax. They're all in the NFL now.
Utah.
And taking the Utes, 23-13. Thwack, 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 thwack. The Trojans begin Pac-12 play with Stanford. 7:30 p.m. on Fox. Of course, most people will be watching Oregon State hosting Hawaii.
Obviously.
On FS1.
Obviously.
I dumbass.
Predicted that USC would beat San Jose State last week 31-30.
I.
SC won 30-7. I was in tune with USC. They pretty much are the same as I always thought.
You see the marks, it couldn't be anything else.
What I missed was how bad San Jose State's quarterback would play. Nick Starkle appeared overwhelmed by the occasion.
What are you going to do with this guy?
The guy's 30 years old. He's in his seventh year. Suck it up. He made my prediction look stupid.
That's right, Gloria.
Stupid pick six down the stretch. Changed everything.
I don't got to listen to this.
This week, Stanford comes into LA after getting its ass kicked at the Dallas Palace by K-State. Skylar Thompson was back, and he let it be known.
Flying squirrel.
Cardinals benching Jack West and Tanner McKee at a Corona Centennial is going to start at quarterback. But Stanford looked so bad on both sides of the ball last week, SC's probably going to move this ball at will.
Way to go. You hurt their feelings. You know that?
What do you want me to do? They're smart guys. They're very smart. They know. They saw the film. They knew they had a hard time moving the ball against Kansas State's defense.
This guy is a f***ing show.
Who? Which guy? Jack? Jack West?
Yeah, I'm not gay, so just...
Wow. Now, you know what, Matt? I'm just not going to... I don't know what you're trying to pull here. Even if McKee improves the Stanford offense, USC will score too much to keep this one competitive. God bless Sam Cunningham and his memory, and I hope USC properly honors Sam at tomorrow night's game. Fight on. Trojans win 41-17. Thwack, thwack, thwack. And Matt, I've got a double up.
Double up.
This weekend on FS1.
That's not the original.
What is the original?
Bob, are we ready?
I don't know what the original is. I meant to hit Bob, are we ready? For the doubleheader, and unfortunately, that's not the original.
I'm ready tonight.
Tonight!
For the Miners of UTEP, who are the original El Paso team, taking on the original Blue Turf team, Boise State.
That's not the original.
It is! Alex Faust and I will be on the call. The Broncos lost in an exciting game to Central Florida last week in the debut of Andy Avalos as a head coach, a great guy, and a great linebacker in his day at Boise. Excited to see how Hank Bachmeyer, our old friend, will play at a Vista Murrieta, Murrieta Valley, will perform. Saturday night, I'll be back with Alex for Hawaii at Oregon State. Beavs played pretty well in a loss to Purdue, while Hawaii feels like they're better than they were against UCLA.
They've had a week.
Well, they kicked Portland State's ass in an empty on-campus field at Manoa. Take that, Portland State!
Vikings?
Correct!
Yeah!
After getting blasted by Utah in week zero, the Bows did bounce back against those Vikings. Our only concern for Hawaii is that squad has flown from Hawaii to L.A., flew home to play Portland State, and now they've got to fly back to Portland to play the Beavs. Todd Graham, though, on the other side of it, has a great tan now.
Yes, he will.
He does look great.
I'm going to get this right, Petros.
He told me.
I'm going to get it right.
He was good.
I'm going to fix it.
I got Todd Graham 2 weeks in a row.
Lucky you.
Eat your heart out.
Unbelievable.
Thwackety thwack. And finally, Sunday night, following the Bears and Rams on KNBC Channel 4, will be the opening night of season number 527 of The Challenge. With myself and Fred Rogan.
They were all basically alcoholics.
Well, if the game starts late, sometimes we might have a little sniff, but I mean...
Your husband keeps lousy company, Mr. Sampson.
That's true.
As bad as there is in L.A., and that's as bad as there is.
That's the truth. We are as bad as there is in L.A., there's no doubt about that. Disfruten los juegos, everybody. Enjoy the games. And that is your college football whipper.
I'm going on a 3-day bender.
I can't. I have too much work to do. And no, I'm not picking the Arizona-San Diego State game for you. Because those are the games I'm picking. I'm not going to be bullied into picking something else. I got San Diego State.
Yeah.
24-10. We'll be back with more PMS on this Frogman Friday on AM 570 LA Sports. Dodgers, Padres, tonight at Chavez Ravine.
Tonight.
And money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
Tonight, we got Dodgers in San Diego. Dodgers on deck at 6, first pitch at 7:10. And Matt, let's do it. Let's pop the cork off a crime and give some people some tickets.
Last pair. Already gave away one pair. This is our second pair of the day in our final segment. Dodgers, Padres, Sunday. It is brought to you by WSS, now a proud partner of the LA Dodgers. You want to visit a store near you? Find it by visiting shopwss.com. Again, caller 10 right now, 866-987-2570. You're going to Dodgers, Padres on Sunday at Dodger Stadium. All thanks to WSS, shopwss.com.
All right, Matt, your dead guy birthday of the day, celebrating a birthday this week, is Joe Negroni. Would be 81 years old, a great Puerto Rican. Not a Negroni like the drink with
right?
Campari.
It's a good drink. What?
I don't love Negronis. I like Campari, I like them, but I don't love Negronis for some reason. Negroni.
One of the only good things about my cruise was the Negronis.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Crap.
He lived in Manhattan during the Great Depression. At the age of 14, he was a baritone for the Ermies. Then they switched to Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Yeah, turn it up, Cates. I know you love this one. This was their big doo-wop hit. Still a huge song. Even today, they talk about it in the leagues. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers was actually the truth. At first, they were all teenagers, which made Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers the very first real boy band.
How about
so,
that?
New Kids, NSYNC, New Edition, Temptations. It's all Frankie Lyman and the Teens, Matt. They had 4 top 10 hits in all. I Want You to Be My Girl. Who Can Explain? And the ABCs of Love. And, of course, this one. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? After the band broke up in the late 50s, they tried to get it together again several times. But Frankie Lyman, well, he was a bit of a mess.
Uh-oh.
As you know, or maybe don't, Frankie Lyman died out of an overdose of heroin on his grandmother's bathroom floor.
Oh.
And then Negroni had a cerebral hemorrhage at 37 in 1973, and it was over. Think about Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the OG boy band. Next time you see Timberlake or Jordan Knight wagging their puzo at some girl.
You're a live guy. We're going to get bang for our buck here. Happy 71st to John McPhee. John McPhee. Hit it there, Cates. Freaking doobie, brother. He was part of the news before it was the news. Yes, he was the guitarist and backup vocalist with Huey Lewis in Clover, which then became the backing band for Elvis Costello. So he played lead guitar on Allison and all that early Elvis Costello stuff. And then when Huey Lewis established the news, he was the news. He was the anchor at the desk because he played lead guitar on Sports and Hard at Play. And he hooked up with the Doobies in 79 for this album, One Step Closer. He wrote this title track, and he also wrote the Grammy-nominated instrumental, South Bay Strut, that you likely recognize from elevators anywhere in the world.
Oh, one of my faves. Along with the girl from Ipanema elevator
exactly
music.
Right.
Very strong in the Blues Brothers.
Staples. Did a lot of their live records, their greatest hit studio releases. Any time there was a reunion, McPhee was part of it, including the Megator in 2016 with Journey and Dave Mason.
Yeah, Dave Mason.
Was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Doobie Brothers in 2020. Happy 71st. John McPhee.
20 years after Joe Negroni.
Right.
All right, finally. It's time.
Let's go.
Let's go.
City of Hope. Dodger pregame.
Let's
go. At City of Hope, physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science into life-saving new cancer treatments. Learn more at cityofhope.org. Dodgers on pace to win 100 games, on pace to be the wild card. Taking on the Padres, Matt, another wild cardy.
I don't like it, Mike. Could be a wild card preview. The Dodgers are only 35 games over 500 now. After their 3-4 road trip, they start a 6-game homestand, 3 versus the Padres, then 3 versus the Diamondbacks. No chance San Diego climbs into the NL West division lead or that number one wild card. But the Dodgers can go a long way by sweeping these pods this weekend to making the wild card find its way out of reach, as they are just a game ahead of the Reds right now at 74-65.
It has been a great week of great sports talk. A big thank you to all you listeners. A big thank you to Ronnie Fascio and, of course, our venerable executive producer, Tim Cates, who's got the UCLA part of his Saturday off. Improvement week for them.
Oh. When you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports.
Many Americans are completely unaware of their ability to protect their portfolios.